Hello, Podcastia. This is Trenton Waves with a newsflash. Clarification on the COVID lockdown rules. You must not leave the house for any reason, but if you have a reason, you can leave the house. Masks are useless protecting you against the virus, but you may have to wear one because it can save lives. But they may not work. But they may be mandatory. But maybe not. Stores are closed! Except those stores that are open. You must not go to work, but you can get another job and go to work. You should not go to the doctor or to the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless you are too poor to go there. This virus can kill people, but don't be scared of it. It can only kill those people who are vulnerable or those people who are not vulnerable. It's possible to contain and control it, sometimes. Except that sometimes it actually leads to a global disaster. Gloves won't help, but they still can help, so wear them sometimes. Or not. Stay home, but it's important to go out. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarkets, but there are many things missing. Sometimes you won't need two rolls, but you should buy some just in case you do need some. The virus has no effect on children, except those children it affects. Animals are not affected, but there was a cat that tested positive in Belgium in February when no one had been tested, plus a few tigers here and there. Stay 2 meters away from tigers. If you get the virus, you will have many symptoms. But you can also get symptoms without getting the virus. You can get the virus without having any symptoms, or be contagious without having symptoms, or be not contagious with symptoms. To help protect yourself, you should eat well and exercise. But eat whatever you have on hand, as it is better not to go to the stores, unless you need toilet paper. And lastly, it's important to get fresh air. But don't go to parks, but you should go for a walk. And Waves, bringing you the news of tomorrow. Today.
Hey, this is Jesse Vinson from Artworks Trenton, and you're listening to Trenton Waves Podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes, and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
We are back with more Trenton Waves. The wave just keeps on moving.
We have an important announcement today, Podcastia. Mm. With us, sitting across from me and diagonally across from Christina, is a guy. I'm going to tell you his real name, but then I'm going to tell you the name we call him, and then he'll say hello, and then we'll get into this whole thing. Yamin Salah Tafari is with us.
Yeah. That was magnificent.
Ooh. Wasn't it?
Yes.
You like that?
Yeah, it was like no jumble, no stumble.
No, I don't jumble or stumble. You could tell by the crowd's appreciation of hearing your name pronounced correctly.
That was good.
Otherwise known as Yada. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Not Y-A-D-A, not Yada Yada.
No.
Y-A-T-T-A, as in Yata Debates.
That's right, Yata.
Do you think that confuses people?
Yes.
I think the way it rolls off the tongue, it does sound like two.
Dude, I have you in my phone as Yada, Y-A-D-A. I still haven't changed it.
Just because people say it so fast, Yada, they're not really pronouncing the T.
Yeah.
So it becomes a D.
But listen, I'm not changing your brand now. It's Y-A-T-T-A. That's it.
Okay.
Yata.
Here's what I would do. I would register Yada Debates, YADADebates.com. I would register that name and then point it to your actual one.
Oh, yeah.
Register the misspellings, because that way you don't lose anybody.
Interesting.
This is why I like talking to Frank. He thinks of the stuff that I don't.
Yes,
this is
like yes.
Yada is sitting with us right now, the host of the very popular Yada Debates on YouTube.
Yes.
Little known fact. Yada is actually the pioneer of New Pod City's Phase 2 process of video podcasting.
Oh.
He's working with us right now on the video end of it. You got to see how this guy operates. You may have seen some YouTube videos of Yada Debates in New Pod City Studios.
So what is a video podcast?
Well, I'm
look
gonna have,
like, I guess it looks like.
Oh, very good.
It doesn't just
I'm
sound
gonna,
like
I'm gonna
something.
Give it over to Yada to explain basically what Yada Debates not only is, but also how the video portion comes into it.
Yeah, so what Yada Debates started off as was just controversial topics that I would post up on Facebook. And this was just something to pass the time. Like, I would do it every morning. I would post, like, what goes on a cheesesteak? White cheese or yellow cheese? And this is, I tell
every day you did this?
Just about. It will be certain days where I would, like, struggle to find a topic. I'm like, I need to find something. But then, like, I would discuss, like, you know, certain things, like, okay, is it acceptable to have friends of the opposite sex while you're in a relationship? And it was like this whole big debate.
It's
and
nuts.
Yeah, and really, like, engage people with that and really get people to, like, critically think about it. The idea to start a podcast was brought to me, like, in the comments, and I was just like, nah, I don't want to do a podcast. I'm like, I can never see myself doing a podcast.
Really?
So this went on for quite some time. I want to say it was, like, over a year, actually, that I was posting up.
Wow.
Little controversial topics. And then on Instagram, it would be, like, a voting poll.
Right.
It would say, what do you prefer, physical books or e-books? And have people vote on those. What do you like, pancakes or French toast? It's just stuff that people generally like.
Mm-hmm. Have me thinking now.
So, as of the end of June 2019 is when I actually started the podcast. But I always knew that I was immediately going to make it a video one.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay.
I went into it with the idea that, okay, we are going to post this up on YouTube because I know myself, you know, and a ton of people in my generation, like, we all, like, really go to YouTube for, like, basically everything. Like,
sure.
Listen to music on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We look for recipes, news, music videos, everything.
Right.
So we immediately, like, started up on there. But we wanted to make sure that we diversified ourselves. So we made sure we did YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And that's really how we got started. We just took the same topics that we did, and we just really sat down and we delved deeper onto them.
Okay.
So, like, I would get, like, initially starting off, I would have, like, a guest. Someone who would really shed light to, like, some of the topics. And the first one that I did, as far as the video topics, was a segment on Africans versus African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And some of, like, the real key differences that, like, we see upon each other. Because, like, sometimes we think, like, this it's this whole collective.
Right.
But they see things, like, in an entirely different light. And then we still kept the live stream aspect of it. So with the live stream, we had people tune in and give us their questions and comments. To kind of, like,
that's cool.
Yeah, keep that same idea that the debates originally started off on, having people, you know, chime in.
Right.
And we did that for, like, quite some time. And it continues on to that for when we post up topics, you know, like now that we're in New Pod City, we have our, like, preset topics and we'll get people in and we'll have them talk about them. And we really want to start that conversation. So,
right. So what would you say to somebody who is doing a live broadcast as opposed to a pre-recorded one?
As far as the live broadcast, one of the hardest things is scheduling. If you are going to do a live broadcast, you need to make sure that you are on schedule every time. Because it's one of those things, like, when you want people to tune in, you need to make sure that they're locked in. And especially with, like, a live feed, you can lose an audience, like, almost instantaneously if you're an hour late. Because everyone is expecting you to be broadcasting at this time. And that was one of the challenges that we ended up facing, which I think it was, like, it ended up being better for us to transition into pre-recorded episodes. Because sometimes, you know, we'll be, like, a little late due to, like, unfortunate circumstances or just timing issues or something with traffic. It's one thing that I urge anyone, if you're going to do it, I would keep it as, like, a special kind of scenario. Like, okay, we're going to go live on this day.
Like an event.
Yeah.
Right. So. Because with a pre-recorded one, you now have 24 chances to get it up there as opposed to one chance. If it posts on Wednesdays, it could be Wednesday at 8 in the morning, it could be Wednesday 8 at night, it could be Wednesday 9:30 at night. You know, whatever. As long as it's that day, people are much more forgiving because of their expectation.
Plus, you could also record it at another time.
Exactly.
With the live recording, you can listen to it again another time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that one event is that live event.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. And you know, you might not always be able to capture everyone's attention at that time. You know, even if you have, like, a large following, it might still be hard to, like, make sure that everyone is sitting down at that time tuning into your show, you know?
Right. How long were you doing the YouTube one?
We were doing the live stream that went on from June until we did our first episode here in New Pod City.
June of 2019?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were doing the live
stream. Over 5,000 YouTube subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah.
In less than a year.
Well, with that one, this was another thing, and this is why I ended up transitioning off. A big part of that following actually came from, like, when I was doing music. So I had, like, a ton of music videos, and this caused, like, a lot of confusion within, like, my comment section, because people would go in there and expect, and it was like freestyle, and I was just like, we're doing the podcast right
now. We're talking.
we're talking. So it really caused a lot of confusion. So what I ended up doing is, and it was just like the people who knew me for the debates, they would go to the channel. It was like, I didn't know you rapped. And I was just like, whoa. I think it's time to separate these channels.
Oh, man. So that's interesting. I'm just finding out about this right now.
Well, yeah, and it was one of those things. Initially, I didn't want to. I wanted to keep everything under, like, you know, one umbrella to make sure it's just like, okay, this is like an entertainment channel. You know, we do podcasts, we do music. Right. But I just ended up thinking, like, it was a better idea to separate, you know, give it its own designated Facebook page, own designated Instagram, designated YouTube. And, you know, we are, like, in the stages of rebuilding. I felt it would be better to do it now, especially while we have, like, been in a new location.
Sure.
As opposed to, you know, wait later while we build up a catalog and be like, okay, now we have to transition.
Right. Now, you keep saying we, so this is not just you.
Oh, no.
You have a co-host.
Yeah, Shelly, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, but...
Shelly, where are you?
Shelly, we miss you.
Aww. Yeah, Shelly.
You need to come to the show. I knew I was looking for a co-host, like, when I immediately did this, because it was too hard to kind of get people, like, to come in consistently on schedule, especially, like, for a live appearance. So I said, let me get someone who I know will be, you know, dedicated to doing this, you know, consistently. With me, my mind is always moving, so I'm always like, okay, what's the next thing? So after doing that for a while and people always hearing, like, our perspectives on things, I'm just like... It's time for us to, and this was like, we had only been doing that for about like 3 months. And I'm just like, okay, we need to put ourselves in a position where we get other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. And that was a big part of like transitioning into, you know, in this studio. Like we wanted to have guests. Right. You know, so. Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting kind of thing when we met, because he called me up out of the blue. And then it turns out, Yada is actually related to NJ Season, host of the podcast Women on the Rise, right here on the new Pod City Network.
Yeah.
So that was kind of very interesting to find out.
Didn't we meet at Starbucks?
Yes, but that was after we met.
Oh, you...
Yeah, we saw them at Starbucks.
That's when I met.
That's where you met Yada, correct.
Okay. Before we get too involved, I want to ask you my first question that I ask all our guests, which is, in your journey of life, what brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
I was born and raised there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Started off in West Trenton, right there on West State Street. And, you know, yeah, like I've been here like my entire life. And this is actually a funny story.
Okay.
I knew you guys from when I was younger.
What?
Really?
Seriously. Oh. I lived on Lamberton Street.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. He just names the street
you
live on.
Were you one of those kids that...
Oh, wait a minute. You were in the park?
After hours, yeah.
I've thrown you out of the park?
Yeah, a couple times. Seriously.
And he's one of the guys that probably called me sorry, officer. I never said I was a cop, but okay.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you know, I know the Paulettis, the Beckmans.
Oh, okay.
I moved in that area at the end of 1999.
Wait a second. How is that possible?
No.
We weren't here until 2003.
Right, but you were there for a while.
Yeah. I stayed there until, you know, I went to college in Maryland. So, and then immediately after that, I moved to Lawrenceville, and from there, I've been moving back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he said he was there until 1999.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved there at the end of 1999 and stayed there until, what, 2011?
I don't know when you moved.
I'm asking myself.
You're looking at me. You're asking a question looking at me. I'm assuming you're asking me. Yeah, 2011. That's correct. Yeah.
We moved here in 2003.
Right.
You were already on Lamberton Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 years of kicking him out of the park.
So funny.
Not even knowing.
Yeah. Okay.
Was the tunnel built when you guys got there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because when I got there, like, they were like, it was just like a giant dirt field with like a hill and everything. Like,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
And like when they were building the tunnel, like me and my brother would like just walk through, like, oh, here's this giant vacant tunnel that no one can ride through right now.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, when we moved there, the deck was there, but there was nothing on the deck. It was just like,
it was almost like
tar. It looked like a parking lot. It didn't look like there was going to be anything. And then they started to put the trees in and the decor and stuff.
That's so funny that I kicked him out of the park. I love that.
We often think about the kids that like used to hang around the neighborhood. There's a bunch of kids that we used to see.
You said you just
saw somebody recently. You used to call Flamehead.
Flamehead. Yeah, he had this blonde hair, but it looked like fire. Like, it looked like the shape of fire.
Right, and it was like kind of like formed into a peak on top.
Into a big peak. It looked like he had a fire head.
I really don't even know what his
name
is.
And I called him Flamehead. And I'm like, yo, he's Flamehead!
And he was a little kid.
But just the other day, now he's a grown man with the same exact hair. And I'm like, Flamehead!
flame hands again, Mr. Frank.
It's so funny because now, like, I haven't seen these kids since they were kids. So, like, to think of them as, like, grown men and women. It's
yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
How long have we been here?
And for a while, I had kids coming up to me that were my eyes and ears of the park because I told them, I said, listen, man, I'm not going to chase you anymore. I'm done. I'm not chasing you out anymore. And they're like, yo, why is that? I said, here's what's going to happen. Anything goes down in this park, I'm holding it on you. I'm coming after you. That's not fair. I'm like, oh, well.
I think you might be talking about Roger.
Oh yeah.
Roger and Dennis. Roger and Dennis. Have you seen Roger lately?
No, I haven't seen either one of them like in quite some time. Dude.
She had a real heart for Roger. She's like, don't ever... ever yell at Roger. Like, I can't make that promise.
He's such a troublemaker.
I can't do it. Remember when we hit him in our yard because there was a whole bunch of kids after him?
There was kids going to beat him up.
Oh my God.
So they came to my gate and they were like trying to get in. I'm like, you don't think you're coming in my gate, do you? Like, I don't care how many of you are there. I'm not letting you in.
Well, it's nice to see one of these kids is actually doing something with his life.
I'm sure they all are. It's just, you know, they were kids.
I don't know. Flamehead didn't look too promising the other day.
It was funny how I actually stumbled across that, though. I was actually listening to Trent Waves with your interview with the NJ Wheatman.
And when you talked about where you great lived, interview. He was great on that show.
Yeah, and when you talked about where you lived, I said, wait a minute.
I know him. Oh, my goodness.
I started putting the pieces together.
Great, my cover's blown.
So we've been here that long.
Wow.
Okay.
16 years. Okay. Wow. So 16 years ago, I threw you out of the park? Or was it It was since 2011?
Yeah, 2003.
How old are you?
I'm 28 now.
You're 28?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Where's Shelly? Who wants to talk to Shelly?
You guys said, wait a minute. Yeah, I know, because, you know, she's not from this area. So it's one of those
things. Yeah, let's talk to her.
Yeah.
Where is she from?
She's actually from New Brunswick, I believe, Franklin Township or something.
Okay, so I didn't kick her out of the park.
Yes, I know she said she moved here about what? Don't quote me, because she should be here answering these questions.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, she's not. So now, whatever you say, that's what we're going to put it is.
You can make up a whole story.
Yeah, make up a whole history for her.
Yeah, she
was born in Texas, right?
She came here by foot.
By foot. She walked here from Texas because she was run out of town, right?
They ran around.
She had a burlesque background. You know what burlesque is?
She was a notorious outlaw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was burlesque. Okay, so she was a notorious outlaw from Texas with a six shooter. And that's seven shots. Okay. Maybe that's why they ran around of town, because she had an illegal six shooter that shot seven shots instead of six. So she walked out of town. She wasn't going to be run out of town. If there's one thing I can say about Shelly, she's a very proud woman. She is not going to be run out of town. She'll be walked out of town. No, she walked out of town and walked to New Brunswick. Once she was in New Brunswick, what happened then? Because I'm sure she would tell us the story if she were here, but she's not. So it falls on you, Yada. What happened once she got to New Brunswick? What happened?
What happened next? Shelly, what happened next? I'm asking the Shelly on my shoulder. What happened next?
Oh, you got a Shelly on your shoulder? You know they got group for that.
I keep one on my shoulder at all times. To make sure
in case she doesn't show up to an interview, you can take that one out and we'll talk to her.
She actually met me at a bookstore. Okay. Doesn't remember.
Right. An e-book store or a regular
book? I think it was an e-book store.
It was an e-book store.
Yeah, right there by Rutgers. It's close to Rutgers.
Right.
So, then we went to go grab coffee, and I said, hey, okay. I'm going to be doing the show 6 years from now.
Right. Well, you're still playing.
Right.
And that got her attention because of the six shooter, so she heard six because she's always so sensitive about that. That's what got her attention, I'm sure.
Yeah,
this is a fascinating story.
This is very interesting. See, Shelly's much more interesting than you. So she said, yes, call me in 6 years.
Exactly.
And you did?
Actually, I forgot. Completely forgot about it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I went on with my life.
Right, sure. Right. Of course.
So I'm like, okay, with 6 years. You know?
Yeah, of course.
6 years down the line, I actually started doing skits with one of my friends, Jamar Hall, Mar Boomin. They would know him like in this area. He does like a lot of comedy skits.
Really?
Yeah, and he said, hey, I'm doing this skit with this girl named Shelly, and she lives in Ewing.
Oh, she gets around.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went over there and we actually met up and she said, hey, I'm doing a podcast. And I'm just like, okay. I didn't think anything of it.
But you're like, I remember you from the ebook store by Rutgers.
I didn't even remember. It was one of those things. It's one of those things like those vague faces. It's like you see someone, kind of like you, Frank. Like you see someone and you know them, but you just don't know where you're from. And it was like, it was like a connection there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And she said, hey, I'm doing a podcast called Ladies Uncovered. I said, hey.
Ladies Uncovered. All right. So she did have a burlesque background. Okay. Now, see, it's all starting to gel.
And I said, hey, I'm doing a podcast called Yada Debates. Mm. I should come on your show.
Yeah.
And you should come on my show. Show. Mm-hmm. I think I was just doing like a little bit of self-promotion.
Yeah, honestly, of course. I get it.
But then she actually agreed to come on to the show. I never made it on to Ladies Uncovered, unfortunately. Oh. I'm not sure if they did another episode, but...
She's not doing that anymore.
She only did one episode of Ladies Uncovered?
Yeah. I think she's solely Yada Debates now. I think I've snatched her away from...
That's Ladies good. Uncovered.
Is that... Is that narcissistic? I snatched her away from her.
What do you mean, is it narcissistic?
No.
I snatched you away from your
podcast. Right, so yeah, that's right. You snatched her away. How committed to Ladies Uncovered really was she? If you could snatch her away with your narcissistic tendencies.
You're mine now. You're on Yada Debates.
Yeah, you hear that? Well, she's not putting up a fight, clearly.
It's like, take your shoes off. You're going to be here for a while.
That's right. Relax. Get comfortable.
You know, I really love her energy as far as, like, mm-hmm. being on the mm-hmm. show and everything. You know, it was, like, very important because it was, like, a balance. Like, people think that, like, I'm, like, the eccentric one. I'm just like, no, that's Shelly. Like, I'm calm. I'm relaxed.
Right? I don't know if I agree with that. I've seen a lot of your shows. I wouldn't say you're calm and relaxed.
I'm calm.
Shelly's much more, I think, calm and reserved.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's right. That's my line, how dare you. And I say that because of what I've seen. But when she opens up, it's like, okay, all right, here comes Shelly. This is pretty good. And then that's when you kind of back down a lot of the time. But you're pretty much high energy.
You think so?
Yes.
That must be the Gemini in me. Like, you know.
I don't know what that means, dude.
I think you're high energy.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's very situational. You know, I'm like high energy when I need to be.
Well, we come into the room. He's playing darts. In our studio, he lets himself in.
That's
he's right. playing darts. He's talking
that's
with
cool.
a British
that's
accent.
What'd you put them there for if you don't want
I
people
put them there to hold the wires for the headphones.
No, that's not true.
The accent was a secret. How dare you?
Do you like it? Do you like throwing darts? They're magnetic darts, but they're darts nonetheless.
Yeah, it helps me practice my aim because like I'm like trying to hit the dot in the middle. And it's just
That's why you never hit it, because you're trying to hit it. Don't try and hit it. Just throw them in.
I don't know what the trick to darts is.
I love darts.
You do?
Of course I do. You know that. For example, 10 stone
okay.
in Philly. I'm all over that dartboard.
Okay.
Really? You didn't know that about me?
I didn't know you loved it.
How long have we known each other?
Yeah.
86.
I don't know.
1986. Yada wasn't even a gleam in his daddy's eye yet.
I think please. I was. I think I was.
No, you weren't.
I was a pre-thought. My brother was born in
86. Pre-thought. That's what you were in 1986. What year were you born?
91.
91.
Yeah.
Okay, so they spent, what, 5 years thinking about having you?
Of course.
And they had my brother in the meantime.
There you go. Yeah.
How old is your brother?
3 years older than me, so what is he, 32 now?
Wait a minute. Math doesn't add up.
He's 3 years and some months
older. He's younger. His brother's older. His brother was born earlier.
He was born 5 years after we met? And you're 28?
Yeah, I'll be 29 this year. So.
But I'm 52.
Oh my God, please don't start doing math now. I can't even.
So you're 18 years younger than me?
No.
Yeah, what did you... Yeah, you said
you're...
You're 52?
I hate math. Yeah, I was born in 68.
So who cares?
I was born in... Trust me, I hate math too. Math was one of the...
Oh my God, don't even start on math.
You want to know...
Math sucks.
It doesn't. It's a beautiful thing.
It's necessary.
It
but
is.
It's
also a very beautiful thing.
It's necessary.
It's not necessary for me to do. For other people.
Yes.
For my benefit.
Yes. I agree. I'm okay with a calculator.
See, even with a calculator, sometimes I'm lost. Like, I don't even know what to punch in.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm. You know this, though.
You want to know what my worst experience with math was?
What?
Sure, what is it? What was your worst... Actually, that was our next question. What was your worst experience ever with math? It's so funny that you would know to say that.
I was applying for a job for Hobby Lobby. and they made you take a test on the spot. And the guy's like watching you while you take the test.
Oh, okay, you know what? Don't even hire me. Just fire me now.
That's not right.
And it starts off easy, you know, it's basic addition, subtraction, you know, basic algebra. But then I get to the point where I have to convert decimals into percentages. And I'm like, okay, you know, you start fiddling with the pencil where you like pretend like you know what you're doing. You're just like,
I'm the master at that.
And you try to pretend like
exactly.
And I'm sitting there, I'm just like, yeah, carry the one and...
Carry the one.
And he looks at me and says... It's all right.
He's like, why are you carrying a one?
I skip down to the next question. And I'm just like, shit. And I'm like, transform the fraction into a percentage.
Oh, no thanks.
So I'm just like,
I'll hire someone to do that.
Hmm. I can't. I'm thinking in the back of my head at one point, like, do I really need to know this for this job?
I know you don't.
Don't you have a cash register?
When I worked at Goodwin's in Brooklyn. Okay, this was back in 1970 something. They had a big old cash register with the buttons.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, you had to push the button and then hit the boom, boom. Yeah,
just like exactly, you know? Like that. Exactly.
Yeah, he's looking at me like, what? It had a big draw. You know, it looked like it had a big belly, and it had the thing on top with the things that would pop up.
He has
it wasn't
no idea
digital.
What you're talking about.
If you picture an old-fashioned cash register, no digital stuff. So it was just buttons that you push. So 19, 9, 9, chink, 21, 9, 9, chink.
I love looking at him, looking at you.
You do really fast, and then you hit it with the side of your hand, boom, 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 and it would add it up. But it didn't make change, so you had to do the change.
You had to figure out the change.
So
if something was $19.46 and he gives you $20.50, that's it. That would be enough to kill me.
Well, my father taught me how to do it. Because I'm like, I don't know. I can't subtract really fast in my head. It's like, you don't have to subtract. Just think, if it's $19.52, the price, and they give you $20, you'd go 52, 53, 54, 55, 5, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90, 20. And there's your change. Like, I...
My head is like imagining coins, and I'm just like, okay...
It's so much. It's so easy.
I'm imagining the coins and what they look like, and it's like this one and that one.
Because the tray, you know, you got your pennies, your nickels, your dimes, your quarters, and then your dollars, $5, $10, $20.
Oh my God!
So then
look
you
at
just
me
go.
He's sweating. He's
one,
sweating right now.
2, 3, 4, 5, 10, and then you go up to, you know, a dollar, and then if it's you know, you dollar, one, two, three.
I wouldn't have been fired on the first
one. I wouldn't have made it that far.
You're giving everybody
if somebody didn't give me exact change, I quit.
I'm like, just take a dollar.
Yeah, just, you know what, just take it. You don't need to take a dollar. Today. It's free today.
Everything's free.
Everything's free.
I can't do it.
I like going to his
no,
room.
No, I
his
love
line.
Doing change then after that because it was so simple.
Oh, you've explained this to me. And I'm getting it as you're doing it. And then as I get it, I feel it slipping away like smoke. It's just,
once you get it, you'll always like, oh, yeah, I can make change. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not my scene.
Yeah, I'm just like, just round it up to, I'm just like, no change. Just round it up to the nearest 50 cents.
It came to 1952, but you owe me $20.
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
And then when they count your draw is like, what's,
yeah, well, there's like an X amount fee for me. I don't make change. It's almost like the Easy Pass. My line would be like Easy Pass. Like, you don't get change here.
Well, Easy Pass is, it's automatic. It takes out exact.
Right, but for my line, it's a special line, like Easy Pass. But in my line, you don't get change.
Oh, you have to have exact change on your line.
Either exact change or it just rounds up to the next bill, whatever that is. You don't get change.
Oh, and no one really ever paid with credit cards either at that time.
Why didn't they pay with checks?
No, not at Goodwin's.
Really?
No.
You know, people are still paying with checks.
Who does that?
Oh, my God. I can't take it. I was at Supreme on Leila Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm online. It's already long enough, the line. Out comes the checkbook. Oh, my God. And who do I make it out to? There's a huge sign outside. It's on all the bags. Really? If that's a question, who do I make it out to? I can't do it. I leave. I can't take it.
Yeah, I can't really remember the last time I filled out the check. The only time I really do it is for direct deposit. It's just void.
Yeah. I haven't written a check in a really long time. Yeah. Do you remember the old, when people once in a blue moon paid with a credit card? They had that machine that you had to put, and then you put the carbon copy thing on top.
Oh, I remember that. The last time I did that, I was in Graceland, Elvis Presley's mansion.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of it?
No.
You never heard of Graceland? I didn't know who Elvis Presley is?
Yeah, I know who Elvis.
Okay.
I haven't heard of Graceland.
That's where his mansion
house.
Used to be.
The name of his house is Graceland.
And now it's a museum.
Right.
For people who still find him fascinating. After all this
Why
time.
Do you say it like that?
Because she doesn't like Elvis.
I don't like Elvis as a person, okay? I think
you didn't know him.
I didn't know him, but I'm not going to judge
him. As a person.
I'm not going to judge someone I don't even know. But as far as his music and his entertainment
you didn't like that.
Value, it wasn't for me.
I went to Graceland, and I was on a bus to Graceland. And waiting for this bus, I'm online.
Which is in Memphis?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a tall, fat guy dressed as Elvis with a guitar on his back holding a Graceland bag. And his little son, who came up to maybe his waist, dressed exactly the same way. Guitar on the back, Graceland bag, and me with a Graceland bag. The three of us.
It was just the three of you?
Yeah. Wow. Waiting for the shuttle. The Graceland shuttle.
It's a popular spot, I guess.
I went in there. We went into his bedroom. And now he was not in Graceland. The morning he died.
Mm.
That's not where he was. Okay. So we go into his bedroom and the bed, the tour guide said, oh, look, the bed is still unmade from the day that he died. They never made the bed.
Unmade from the last time he was there.
But here's the thing. He wasn't even home.
I know, but maybe he died. Was out and they just never made his bed.
They made it sound like, oh, he died. So, he makes his own bed? Really? It was just so lame. I went on his plane. The plane was awesome. You go into the back of the plane and there's a bed on the back of the plane with a big golden seat belt that went across the bed. And it said TCB with a lightning bolt on the fin, on the tail of the plane. And that stands for taking care of business.
That was hot.
That was good. But anyway, so I made an Elvis tape. I sang two Elvis songs, Hound Dog and Teddy Bear. And I had to pay for it with my credit card. And they took out the machine and went, ka-chunk, chunk, with the carbon copy. And then I did my music.
It's a long story.
And then it was a lot of fun.
Point.
Anyway, I was into it.
Back to...
If I can find it, I'm going to play it for the outro.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to play Teddy Bear in honor of Yada. Yada. In honor of Shelley for not being here.
Right.
I'm going to play Teddy Bear, my rendition.
Okay.
Because my father's friends were convinced it was Elvis.
That's great.
Mm. You're actually yawning? I'm telling you a story, you're yawning. Yada. Is this what you have to deal with Shelly? Does she yawn while you're talking?
No.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I've heard the story before.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. How very dare you, sir. Back on track.
We're going to get back on track right now.
So let me ask you my final question, and that is, when you picture your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
No one's ever asked me this before.
Where would you be in a conversation if someone would say that to you?
But I think I always imagine it. I don't know if I have an ideal dream train, but one thing that I would like to see is a lot more businesses downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I always say I will want to see things to keep people downtown more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is, I would say, the first step for me. And this is an idea that I always say often. And if anybody listening wants to take this and run with it, I say immediately put something like a Fridays downtown. And the reason I say, bear with me, I know Frank is making this face, but the reason I say a Fridays is because, for one, it stays open late,
mm-hmm.
and it would automatically do amazing business because, for one, it's a brand name that people recognize,
mm-hmm.
and then the state workers, you know, will go there immediately for lunch and then happy hour. And now you start to give people a reason to stay down there. And once something like that opens up, you start opening the line for other businesses to stay openly and then start bringing more mainline businesses. I think that's one of the things that we need to start seeing. Not so much have it overcrowded with too many big companies, but bring a few brand names so that people recognize and it'll start like inspiring innovators and have them bring more stores down there.
Like Starbucks?
Yeah, exactly. So I think immediately that's what I would want to say. And like a real restoration of festivals that I seen when I was younger. Like mm-hmm. the Heritage Day Festival, Culture mm-hmm. Festival, bring it back downtown. I'm not even sure if we're still doing the food truck festival down here. I haven't seen it in quite some time. But the parade where the baseball players like really bring like a lot of these things, the bike race, mm-hmm. a lot of these things that I've seen when I was growing up is a lot of things I would like to really see come back to the city.
There is good news because there is a company that is a well-known company that has just bought property down here. Mm-hmm. And it's a Princeton-based, I believe. They have two restaurants, one in Princeton, one in Kingston. It's the Momo Group, and they own Menaterra and Enoterra.
Okay.
So those are very well-known restaurants in and throughout Mercer County.
Right. They bought Maxine's.
Yeah, they bought the old Maxine's building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they have a liquor license already. And that'll definitely draw people downtown without being a brand that's like a chain, which I'm not a fan of chains. It's a local business that is well known, so that'll draw people definitely down to the area. So that's good. So it's already coming to pass.
Yeah, I think that's one of the, like the most important things. It's like even when we pass through small towns like New Hope or down like Allentown, it's just like I don't know. It's even though they're small, it's just like they seem so lively and in tune with themselves. Right, it's just something I would like really like to see come to the city more so than it is now because we are so heavily populated that I feel like downtown on a Saturday should be booming.
Right. You know? Right.
I totally agree with you.
Right. I agree.
All right, Yada.
Yeah.
Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Of course.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Podcastia, Yada, how can people find you? How can people know you? How can people see you? Where can people go online to experience all things Yada?
Everyone can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Yada Debates. That's YATTADEBATE. I hate spelling this. Why am I like I'm spelling this?
YATTADEBATES.
Oh,
Yada
that's
Debates.
Good.
And right now we do have a contest going on for our subscribers for our YouTube and people who follow our Instagram page.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Instagram page, you can actually enter in a chance to win a free Yada Debates t-shirt.
Oh really? With the new brand?
Yeah.
Nice. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That badge icon. Very, very cool.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Well, that was another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.